Welcome to Be the Evidence podcast with Susan Grace and Aubrey Mast. We're so glad and grateful that you're here with us. I just want to take a little bit to go through some new announcements instead of having them at the end of the podcast. So Susan and I have launched a community-based platform called BeTheEvidence.live. In the community platform, we do daily text messages on astrology changes. There are tarot cards that get pulled daily. There's a card of the day. There's presence practices and guided meditations and recipes to help you feel the healthiest version of you that you can be. There are live calls that happen every week as well. As one of the live calls that we are doing right now, since we're walking into 2019, we have two calls that are going up about the energies that we're going to look at when we are moving through 2019, the retrogrades, the eclipses, how to best prepare ourselves through them. So the first live call took place last week, and there is a replay up for all members of BeTheEvidence.live. The second one will take place this week on the 28th. You're welcome to join us. We would love to see you there. There's also extended podcasts available for all of our members. After every podcast that we record, we go back in and we record another podcast that is specific to all 12 sun signs in the astrology and a tarot card for the energies that we've just spoken about. So it's really special that you get like more of an individualized approach to where you're at and navigating what's going on in the bigger world. We would love to see you in any of the places and all of the places. We are grateful for you listening in, for you sharing, for you subscribing, for you commenting, for you being a member. But most importantly, we're just grateful that you're showing up on the planet at this time and being your authentic self, because it makes it so much easier for the rest of us to do the same work. Thank you. Enjoy the podcast. And we're back.
Back to reality.
Yeah.
I'm relieved. Me too. I don't know. This the energies were pretty intense, stressful for this holiday. We had a Leo moon that I think helped, but I was ready to get back to life.
Yeah. You and me both. I was ready to get back to life by 10 a.m. yesterday morning before everything had taken place. Just go ahead and skip forward
on. Are we done now?
It was a lot of tenseness, though. And like, I even, you know, we had recorded that extended podcast for all of our members. And it was about finding joy. And I was like, I'm going to make a valiant effort, and I'm going to go out and I'm going to walk for a long time, and I'm going to be next to the river and sit in the sun. And even then I was like, there's just some tenseness that, and pressure, it felt like, that was just overarching and hanging.
Yeah. And it's hard to act on those things whenever, especially in the US, a lot of people were hung up in family or in cocooning by themselves. Right. Yep. So it's hard to really do anything about that stuff. And so right. You just kind of had to sit in it, you know? Mm-hmm. But now as this goes up, well, we're recording right when the moon is going from Leo to Virgo. So when this goes up, the moon will be fully into Virgo and we'll be trining into Saturn and Sun in Capricorn. Now we're like, all right, holiday's over. Let's mm-hmm. make some decisions. What are we doing?
Right.
What are we doing and why?
Agreed.
Maybe the why is easier to get to. Mm-hmm. Why do we feel like things need to change, or we need to pivot, or we need to make decisions, or we need to cut something, end something, start something? Why?
Mm-hmm. I always think that there's like a level of discomfort there. Like I remember being a really young girl and my dad always being like, if something's not working for you, or if it feels like you're not growing, or you feel like you're stagnant where you're at, then change it. Make a choice and do something different, right? Like decide that you don't like the way this is going. So guess what? Now you get to change, and you don't have to tell anybody the reason why. You just get to change it. You get to own your life in that manner. And I think that's a lot of the bigger reason why of like something feels off. It feels uncomfortable. It feels like it's not
lining up and meshing the way you want it to mesh, right?
Yeah, and life changes. Life changes. I mean, we're really hurting ourselves when we go, it's going to be this way, it's going to be this way from now on forever.
Right.
Really? What if it stops working?
Right.
What if you feel like you're in prison? Mm-hmm. What if it's hurting you? What if you have new ideas and new things you want to go for because you've changed the season of your life?
Right.
And everyone around you goes, oh no, you can't pivot. You've been one way and we expect you to remain that way.
Yeah, then you get
That's nearly a violent act, seriously.
Yeah. Yes, I agree that it is a violent act completely. And I think then my Aries spirit and my Scorpio placements get kind of fiery in the sense of like, you want me to squander the growth that I have, that you want me to hold back on the things that feel right for me. You want me to make sure everybody else is safe and keep my own needs and my own desires and my own knowing held back and withdrawn from the world. So it makes your perspective of me safer.
Yeah. It's also that you're Aquarius rising, and this is important to bring up for the collective because Black Moon Lilith is in Aquarius right now. Mm-hmm. And Black Moon Lilith in Aquarius will make it so that if people around you start going, this is what you have to do, it'll make you run out the door so fast. There's smoke coming out.
Completely. Completely.
It's not acceptable.
No, with a trail of fuck yous. Like, nope, not doing it.
No, it's really when you're breaking out of what no longer fits, okay, for whatever reason.
Right.
It takes a lot of rebellion because lots of people know. When they put their head on their pillow at night, they know they're somewhere they don't belong. They know it. And they're not going to make any changes about it because right. They're not allowed to, or because society has told them it's not safe, or because they've been so beaten down they don't believe in themselves. All kinds of reasons why people just go, I'm just going to endure. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to endure. And that's a place to hold a lot of compassion for people. We know what, everyone knows what that's like. Everyone knows what it's like to be like, oh, I'm just going to ride this out.
Yeah, I'm having a family example of that right now. But it's a long-term family example of it, like 60 years of doing the same thing and like watching, right? Of like that, I'm just going to endure it and write it out. And like, it just constantly brings up this question to me of like, what are you writing out though? Like, is that to prove that you're a martyr and that you can withstand it? Is that the purpose of that? You can give up your spirit, your knowing, your voice, your personal authority on your life because that's just what you're doing. And like, I struggle with, is that truly the purpose? Because I don't believe that that could be a purpose for anybody's
life. You're talking about the nodes.
Yeah.
I mean, North Node in Cancer, the trap of Cancer is to fall into, look how much I've sacrificed. Look how much I've suffered. Look how much I have martyred myself. Aren't I amazing? Mm-hmm. Nope. You're a self-harmer.
Yep.
That's what you're doing. And so to pull into true cancer is to find comfort and safety and to self-care to the point that you fill your own cup up and to guard your own care so that nobody gets to drain you out, but to also care for people around you. It's right. Deeply compassionate and caring and nurturing. It's that whenever it falls into this guilty sense of, oh God, look how much I've sacrificed. Look how much I've endured and not lived my own life. Aren't I amazing? No. And so that means that you've got to deal with the South Node in Capricorn. Mm-hmm. South Node in Capricorn says, this is not where you should be. And so do something about it. Don't just endure it and martyr yourself for it. Do something. Something isn't working. Stop. Even if that means you have to turn away from everything you know.
Yep. Yeah, I think you and I were talking about this before we got on the call about something's not working. And I think it speaks to a level of safety that I don't think any of us have ever really inhabited, right? Feeling safe in our environments. I mean, we can just extrapolate the situation. Like as a female walking, I don't walk in the middle of the night in my neighborhood. I just don't do it, right? Like somebody comes and knocks on my door late at night, not going to answer my door. Like there's certain things that I don't do as a female in the United States because of wanting to feel safer, right? But then there's going to be also situations where you don't feel safe because you're going to a job where you're being bullied or where somebody's like pulling on you constantly or a relationship, right? Or like you don't feel safe with the fucking thoughts that get lodged in your head that are all about how small you should be or how you're not worthy. Like it, for me, I think we're like you were talking about not feeling safe in all areas, physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, in the collective.
And in the collective, yeah.
And being willing to say, you know what, that doesn't work for me to live a life where I don't feel safe. If everything has to fall away from that, okay, then it's going to do so. So I can experience safety and being in my body, safety and being with my partner, safety and being in the fucking world.
Yeah, it's, I was talking with a client of mine about boundaries. And she was saying that boundaries serve a purpose of making, creating an environment where you can run free.
Mm-hmm.
It's not restriction. It's, this is where I'm comfortable. This is where I'm not. Within these parameters, I'm open, mm-hmm. completely open. That's safety. Mm-hmm. This does work for me. This doesn't. I trust this. I don't. And once you have that up, you can run around all over the place.
Completely.
Where is that zone? So whether it's the working conditions that you feel safe within, whether it's a type of relationship you feel safe within, whether it's your actual home, I mean, where is it, where are you needing to maybe turn away from what everyone else has told you is safe, even though you feel like it's not, and evaluate sun trending into moon and Virgo. Evaluate really what your reality would look like if you went your own way.
Mm-hmm.
I told you earlier today, I've been having nightmares about not feeling safe. And it's mm-hmm. it's society kind of things, like having nightmares about being around like upper middle class and owning class people where it's supposed to be comfortable and safe, but right. horrible things happen in the shadows that nobody talks about.
Yep.
And then it's in the rougher neighborhoods or rougher kind of families where things happen in the shadows there too.
Yep.
Right. So what if you have to turn away from everything? What if you have to pull all the way back and go within my own sovereignty? Here's the setup of what would look and feel safe to me. And then you're just going to have to trust that what resonates with that will show up.
Mm-hmm.
You might have to start with you as the foundation and see what is drawn in to match that.
Yeah. And that's scary work. I mean, I can just say as a somebody that was raised very codependent and as a people pleaser, it is very scary work to be like, I know this is what you have all told me and what society has told me is safe, but it doesn't feel safe. So now I'm going to actually do the opposite and go in a direction that does not make any sense to you. And you obviously have an opinion about it, but I'm going to trust myself. That's big work. You feel very vulnerable and exposed. And it, I mean, we talked about this last week in the podcast of like, am I wrong? Am I missing something? And like, can I really trust that I know what safety is, that everybody else says this is safe, that they don't know what's safe for me or my boundaries?
And that's what liberation looks like.
Right.
You have to go out into vulnerability and be like, I don't have an example for this. Nobody has given me permission. I might not even have direct support. Might have people going, oh, she makes it. Yay, go try it.
Yep.
But you don't have anybody directly saying, here's what you need to do. Right. In 10 steps, you need to turn left. Look up at the sky. There will be a code over to the right. And you need to go directly west. Nobody's right. saying that.
Right.
In fact, you've probably got people who are just falling away going, you're on your own, kid.
Mm-hmm.
And doing it anyway. That's where new worlds are created.
Right. Yeah. That's what makes me excited. I get excited. I mean, I'm terrified, if I'm honest. I'm terrified of every single step that I take forward that I'm like, I'm leaping and I don't know, there's no trajectory. I am a type A personality. I love my list. I love my plans. I love to know what's happening. I love that. I feel secure in that. I feel safe in that. But this is a situation where I'm like, and that hasn't served me to the best of my capabilities. That type of safety is all a mental construction that I have bought into. if I truly believe that we are liberating, that we're able to step into consciousness, which every single cell in my body believes that we are capable of housing that type of evolution and ascension, then I can't expect anybody else to be that vulnerable if I'm not willing to do it the same. And it's scary. And it's also so death-defying, exciting. Like, it's like, I feel like we're in that car. You know those guys that get shot out of that, what are they called? Where you get a cannon, right? You get shot out of a cannon over like the cars and that sort of stuff, that daredevil. And he's like, I don't know if I'm going to make it over the cars, but here I go. Shoom! Right? Like, it's like that. I'm like, ah, hang on to the edge of your seat.
And I think to make that run, right? To make the run out of what you've known so far and into something new, you've got to follow it all the way through. Right. So seriously, why would you do that? That personally, I know, I can feel it. It's in my bones that I'm being, that we all are being extracted from what no longer works,
right?
Because the astrology says so, and the astrology doesn't lie. There's a collapse in a way that doesn't work anymore. And also delivered into a new.
Right.
It's Uranus and Taurus. It's Jupiter and Sagittarius. It's Pluto always resurrects once it goes through a sign. We're being delivered too. And if you're being delivered into a new world, a new day towards what's calling you, if there's a meeting place, if you and what's meant for you are meeting up at the meeting place, don't you want whatever's meant for you to not quit and make the leap? Mm-hmm. I'm going to make it. I keep my soul, my heart is like, I'll meet you at the meeting place.
Right.
That thing that's calling.
Yep.
I'll meet you. I'll be there. Might be a little late because I always am.
And I also think this is a beautiful thing of like it, because that's so internal. It's individualistic, right? Like, we're talking about something that's connecting us by tribe, and it's connecting us in community, and it's uplifting the collective, but it's also something that's happening on a very individual note. Like, I hear the same calling and I don't want to give up, because if I can hear it, then that means I could possibly give up on somebody that's also working towards me or a thing or whatever, like the spirit, whatever it is, right? And nobody else gets to hear those. It's like, I would keep thinking about the Odyssey and the sirens, and then they're singing, right? Like, nobody else gets to hear that song besides you, and how it translates within your spirit, your life, your soul contract within this world. But then we get to meet one another. Like, at the meeting space, it's not even just you in spirit or you in universe or you in God or whatever it is. It's also you meeting all of the other people that have made the same journey and the same trek.
Oh, it's legit. Right. I mean, there's going to be people meeting up. There's going to be buildings that get erected. Right. There's going to be new science that comes out. Meeting at the meeting place is going to be real.
Right.
I mean, it's real now. There's people meeting up at the meeting place and making autonomous cars.
Right.
What the hell is that?
Yeah, I agree. What is that? What?
But somebody had to start it. Somebody had to be like, all right, let's go. Mm-hmm. Let's do it.
Yeah. I think it's a very beautiful time to be alive. And I also think, like, it requires the grit. We're sifting through. Like, it's like going gem and rock mining, right? Where you're sifting through the dirt, then the clumps and the things that are weighing down the crystals, they get removed. You move it back and forth through the water, through the sieve, over and over and over again until you're left with the rubies, the emeralds, the sapphires. But we have to do this process over and over and over again. And each time we're exposing more and more and more of ourselves in order to move forward, to evolve, to ascend.
It's an excavation out of rock, literally. That's the buildup in Capricorn. It's an excavation out of rock. Mm-hmm. And it's going to take Uranus and Taurus to build something new out of that. Because, I mean, there's a jackhammer going through Capricorn.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, I realize I'm starting to talk nerd. meaning that Capricorn is rules and structure. It's tradition. It is what has so far stood the test of time.
Mm-hmm.
Pluto has come in. And in recent years has been killing off the things that aren't going to last, because right. their time is over. It's up. Saturn's coming in and dismantling that. It's taking it all down. It's taking the structure down, taking the rules down. Jupiter's going to come in and blast it out.
Mm-hmm.
It's a jackhammer on the way our lives as humans is set up. When Jupiter joins and Uranus is in Taurus, we're going to start creating new simultaneously. It's not like it all has to be cleared out before we can start anything new. We're going to do it come March.
Right.
March is going to be here. It might as well be next Wednesday.
Right.
There's new coming up at the exact same time. And you have to follow the node.
Mm-hmm.
North node is in Cancer. North node is in Cancer. That means that South node is in Capricorn. You have to turn away from what no longer is serving and what will not stay erected. It's coming mm-hmm. down. And that takes vulnerability, brave vulnerability. And I think that we'd have to have a motivation to do that. And I think it's because we're going to recognize we're not safe there anymore.
Right. And what a great motivation, right? Of how do I make myself safe in this situation? I mean, we do it unconsciously, walking down the street, getting into the car and putting our seatbelts on, right? Like we do this unconsciously of like, oh, I just picked out from holidays. And so now I'm going to eat a salad and drink some water. Like we do this without a whole lot of thought, but to do it for our spirit, to do it for our higher purpose, like, yeah, that's going to take some learning, but also what a fantastic motivation of how safe can I feel in my life? Is that equated? I don't know, with my abundance, is that equated with new possibilities arriving at my doorstep? Because I've been unsafe. I've been in situations where I feel like this is not where I need to be. And they're obviously crumbling. So if I do the opposite, or if I move towards my safety and my security, that's for my spirit and my heart. I wonder what gets rewarded. I wonder what gets bestowed upon me.
Sure. But first you might have a fire lit under your ass.
Oh, completely.
Okay. If you're trying to find safety in something that's coming down,
yeah.
like when a building is being demolished, mm-hmm. they have crews that come in and say, you have to leave right now. And if someone's right. like, no, this is the only building I've ever known, I'm staying right here. They're like, we're not asking you, we're telling you. And they will drag your ass out of there.
Right.
So if you are in a situation where you are holding on to it for dear life, because that's the only thing you've known, and you've invested everything into thinking that is your only safety, and you don't know what the hell is outside that building,
right.
you will be motivated to leave.
Yep.
You find that you are suddenly motivated, maybe in a shocking way, then, you know, I only say this because Lord knows I have fought off these planets myself many times and have hurt myself. And I've learned that when they find the need to motivate me,
mm-hmm. they will
I've learned to be like, thank you for making this clear. Okay, uh-huh. you're right. I wasn't listening. All right.
Yep. Yeah, it feels
and
very much.
Move.
Yeah.
Get out.
Out of the way. Go.
Don't do that thing anymore.
Right. Straight to the bone.
And then you'll probably go out and go, if I have to go in a direction I've never gone in before, wherever Capricorn is happening in your chart,
right.
I don't even know where to start. Okay. That's a starting place to admit that you've got to start from scratch. Mm-hmm. Good. Let yourself start from scratch. It's kind of fun starting from scratch, because then you have a vote in everything that you're doing. Like, well, I'll tell you what I'm not going to put in here. I'm not going to put shards of glass into my floors. Okay.
Exactly. You get to create it the exact way you want to.
Right.